Dad's Football. Coach Fitzgerald with us this morning on 720 WGN. Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what's the last country concert you went to see?
I think Kenny Chesney.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, COVID put a little monkey wrench in everything, right?
Yeah. Things are getting back to normal, though. And I was thinking, Coach, your kids are too young for FAFSA forms yet, right?
They are too young, yes.
Okay. Does your team complain about them?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because their parents take care of them for them, that's why. I hate those things. Now on to football. Dave Bennett.
Well, good morning. So a little unusual with the schedule this year because you've got the game at Wrigley Field in a couple of weeks. So you're playing your last game in Evanston tomorrow night against Iowa. So do you accelerate all the usual last home game ceremonies as far as honoring the seniors, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we sure do, Dave. And not only honoring our great young men and their families, but you know, our athletic training staff, our equipment staff, our video staff, our cheerleaders, you know, the great volunteers and students. And then, you know, it's a great opportunity for us. So, you know, I know our guys will be excited and, you know, a little unique too, playing at night. You don't play very many night games in November, but we get an opportunity to go under the lights in Ryan Field. So the guys will be excited about it.
Yeah, that combination and playing a team that's been a rival for you and has been ranked as high as number two in the country, I would imagine that your guys are pretty locked in this week.
Yeah, they've been great. You know, they've been great really all year. We just got to get, you know, what we've had during the week to Saturday and do it consistently. So, going to have our hands full with the Hawkeyes. Like you said, they're ranked number two. They've had a couple of challenging weeks, but, you know, Kirk Ferentz does a phenomenal job. They've got a great football team, and it should be a hard-fought battle like it always is, my friend. You've been calling this game for a long time. It's usually a really, really tough physical game.
Well, I know you normally don't look past going 1-0 this week, but we're going to have you break that rule just for this one time. Look down the road a little bit because we have a special guest on the line with us.
Yeah, Brendan Meehan is the director of Aer Lingus College Football Classic. And, Coach, have you ever had a Guinness at the Guinness Brewery in Dublin?
No, I've never been to Ireland, so to say that I'm excited would be an understatement.
I would have thought you would have been the person behind setting this up. I would have thought you've been to Ireland several times. Brendan, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So you are the director of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Northwestern football is coming to Ireland to kick off the season next summer. Tell us how that works out and what it's like from your end putting something together like that.
Oh, listen, we're so excited. You know, we're looking forward to taking in the Cats game day experience over the next 24, 48 hours and then encouraging the alumni and fans of Northwestern to bring that excitement and that passion to, you know, to visit Ireland next year. We've become great friends with the guys at Northwestern University, unfortunately over Zoom over the last few months, but we're so excited to be here in person. We're going to meet the team later on. We'll also meet Coach as well, Coach Fitzgerald, and you know, they've been so welcoming and, you know, putting this together, the week zero game next year, kicking off the college football season against Nebraska in Dublin. You know, we've worked very hard with Northwestern on it and, you know, with the input of the likes of Mr. Ryan and other key people, you know, the Irish government. We are essentially a public-private partnership. So with the help of the Irish government, our title sponsors, Aer Lingus, and the likes of Mr. Ryan from Northwestern's end, you know, we've been delighted to be able to make this happen.
Brendan, tell us a little bit about Aviva Stadium.
So the Aviva Stadium is based in Dublin City Centre, and when I say in the centre, it is in the centre. It's less than a mile from the city centre, so we'll have a tailgate in the city centre and people will be able to walk down. It is the home of the Irish Rugby Football Union and the Football Association of Ireland, so that's soccer. So it's a very historical stadium. It was modernized about 11 years ago, and it's got a capacity of just north of 50,000.
And so what is the appetite for college football in Dublin?
It's growing. American football throughout Europe and in Ireland is growing. We've more than 2,500 registered American football players in Ireland. We work very closely with American Football Ireland, who are the federation and the governing body of American football in Ireland. And as you know yourself, then throughout Europe with the likes of the NFL in London, especially in Germany and the UK, American football and college football are growing and people are becoming more aware of it. And certainly, you know, college football has been played in Dublin before, but now we have a five-game series. The last game was in 2016, and the five-game series was meant to kick off in 2020. COVID got the better of it, and it kicks off in 22 with Northwestern against Nebraska, and people in Ireland are getting excited about the idea of the first game in the U.S. college football season being played on week zero in Dublin.
Coach, give us an idea of what your players' reaction was when you told them you were taking them to Ireland next year.
Well, the seniors weren't very happy.
I bet.
You know, they don't get the opportunity to go, but, you know, hopefully the guys that are in the NFL can watch and the guys that move on to the real world, you know, can come out, you know, fly over. But they were ecstatic. You know, that's what's great about college football, the opportunity to have unique experiences. You know, you think about all the bowl games we've been to, and, you know, that's kind of the mindset that we're trying to approach this with. If everything works out with our schedule, we'd like to be able to, you know, maybe spend a little bit more time in Ireland and show our guys the, you know, the countryside, to get immersed in the culture and really use it as a great learning experience beyond just the game of football.
So is Northwestern's first ever game played outside the U.S.? You have a special uniform? You wearing something? I mean, what are we going to see on the field?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get all those things ironed out. I'm just, you know, for me personally and selfishly, you know, to have Irish roots with, you know, my grandfather being from County Clare, my grandmother being from County Kildare, Tom and Nerney. I mean, it's humbling for me, you know, to represent my family. And it's an honor to take the Cats to Ireland. And so I just look forward to meeting family that I've never seen. You know, I got in contact with some of them, you know, via social media and starting to build a great relationship. My cousins here in the States have had relationships and been over. And so this is my first time. So selfishly, just honored to go back to where, you know, my grandparents are from and my family's from.
So, Brendan, you make sure you get him into some sessions music and you take him to the Guinness Brewery and make sure he has his first pint.
Well, I can promise you that we will do that. And for any man who's christened Patrick William Fitzgerald Jr., we'll help Coach dig far into his ancestry and family history and back further than Clare and Kildare. And, you know, that will be an honor of ours to help him do that, you know, and we'll make sure to look after him and the Wildcats when they come. And all the alumni and all the fans that we really hope will join us in Dublin.
Yeah, so for tickets, fans can put down a $250 deposit for a package. You can go to collegefootballireland.com. First come, first serve, and you seat about 51,000 people in that stadium, right?
Yeah, collegefootballireland.com and Cats2Ireland, two being the number, Cats2Ireland.com, collegefootballireland.com. All the details are there. Just north of 51,000. And, you know, we're so excited about this weekend, but we're absolutely so excited about next year as well and welcoming all you guys and all the Wildcats to Dublin.
It actually sounds like Coach Fitz will need most of those 51,000 tickets for his family.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
We look after him.
All right. Well, great to talk to both of you. I'm guessing Dave Bennett will be in Ireland with you next August. So go,
yeah,
Cats.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, everybody's hoping.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa. Go Cats.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brendan.